three lists. List one, self-judgments. Make a list of how you talk to yourself when you are less than perfect. For each judgment, what is the stimulus? When I call myself stupid, what need is not being met? Hint, look at this list of needs if you need help. Follow your gut. List two, judgments of others. Make a second list of the limiting beliefs that occur when you are angry and judging others. When I blame him for his carelessness, what need of mine is not being met? List three, judgments by others. List those things that when others say them to you, you respond defensively or aggressively. This may not be things others have actually said, but rather things that you are worried they might say to you. When I am told my project failed, what might I have done to stimulate this response? When I am told this, or when I fear being told this, what need of mine is in question? Deepen your reflection. What was a time when you honored a need by creating it for yourself? Perhaps you were lonely and decided to take a break to connect with a friend you haven't spoken to in a while. What was a time when you asked for a need to be met by someone else? If never, what might that look like? Perhaps you were feeling overworked and asked for help on a project from a team member or manager. If you're a person who tends to worry a lot, try this activity from the worry trick. When a new worry comes up, grab your notebook and write down all of the what-if questions that come up for you. Get them all out. Now try this for the next worry that comes up. Over time, you may realize that the same what-ifs come up for you again and again. See if you can name the need behind the what-if. Now, reframe the situation. Focus on what is instead of what if. Home joy. This week, notice a need that you have and ask for it of yourself or from someone else.